The Milwaukee Brewers have more questions than answers. Will they ever sign their starting pitchers in Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff? Colton Wong, as we sit right now, is no longer a Milwaukee Brewer as he gets traded to the Seattle Mariners. Are we, as Brewers fans, sitting right now in the midst of a little bit of a rebuild? I'll take a look at that. Plus, the winter meetings are upon us. What does that mean? And could our stove start to get even a little bit warmer? Stay tuned. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome to the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available on all platforms. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just go up to that search bar and search on for Locked On Brewers. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Good day to you, Brewers fans. It is my first episode here as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Of course, for you, your new host here at Locked On Brewers. I am a lifelong diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan. I'm actually just recording this podcast just minutes away from American Family Field. Of course, that is home to our Milwaukee Brewers. I say our because I am a Brewers fan, just like you are. If you're tuning into this podcast, thank you. And I'm assuming you are a Brewers fan. If you are on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at @Brandon_Snide. Look, I really appreciate this time of year. Everybody's schedule is extremely hectic. I really appreciate you letting me steal some of your time to talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. Remember, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Well, Brewers fans, this organization just traded away their best bat in 2022 in Hunter Renfroe, and roughly a week and a half later, if my schedule adds up correctly, they just traded away their second best bat in Colton Wong for outfielder Jesse Winker and infielder Abraham Toro from the Seattle Mariners. With that being said, we take a big, deep breath. A lot has transpired over the past 2 months for fans throughout the Brewers and within the organization. We're going to try to make some sense out of that as new GM Matt Arnold takes his seat in the big chair. And finally, like I mentioned before, the winter meetings are here. Let's see some action, not just for the Brewers fans. Let's see some action throughout all of baseball. But first, we do start with Colton Wong being traded to the Seattle Mariners. If you guys remember, you go back to February 5th, 2021, roll back your memory banks. Where were you on that date? It's oddly enough, I know Colton Wong isn't like a former MVP. He's a great player, gold glove winner. But I do remember exactly where I was when the Brewers signed him again. February 5th, 2021, they did agree to a two-year, $18 million deal with a club option for 2023 with the Brewers. Kind of a head scratcher at the time. You weren't sure the direction of the team. They were coming off of 2020. It was that weird COVID year where they went to the playoffs, lost to the Dodgers. Just kind of a weird year overall. But they did trade for him. That was somebody that was part of their organization for the past few years and really had been somebody that you looked onto as if you were a Brewers fan and even if a part of that organization as a staple of your offense and defensive lineups. They did tender him in 2022, as we all recall. They did agree to pay him that $10 million instead of the $2 million buyout. Remember, guys, this was a little bit of a head scratcher at the time. I remember when that happened, when we saw the news come up that Colton Wong did get tendered, it immediately went to my brain that he was going to be dealt. You do not deal Hunter Renfroe, who was your best offensive bat last year, who was a heck of a defender as well. You do not trade him and not expect to trade somebody else right after him. Colton Wong's been in the major league since 2013. He's been a phenomenal offense and defensive player for the past 10 years. The haul that you got for him in Jesse Winker and Abraham Toro. And I was scrolling through looking at, you know, the comparisons between Jesse Winker and Hunter Renfro. And you sit there and you look at me and you're like, well, he didn't get traded for Hunter Renfro. You're right. Hunter Renfro's trade was a little bit lacking compared to what the Brewers did get for Colton Wong. And it's kind of crazy, guys. Hunter Renfro and Jesse Winker almost broke the major leagues in the same year. 2016 for Hunter Renfro, 2017 for Jesse Winker. Their OPS plus is almost identical. Winker edges him out a little bit, 123 to 111. So a little bit of a difference there. A little bit more power out of Hunter Renfro. I'll say a lot more power. He's got almost 90 more home runs than Jesse Winker. Jesse Winker does hit for average. He's outdoing Hunter Renfro in that aspect. But again, it just has a feel of, and I bring those numbers up, I bring that comparison up because it just has a little bit of a feel that Winker is your replacement for Renfro. Now, keep in mind, with the Winker acquiring, he's only signed in for 1 year. So after 2023, after this upcoming season, Winker's more than likely going to go away. The Brewers are absolutely loaded within their farm system with outfielders. So you would assume it's a little bit of a bridge to 2024. But nonetheless, that's kind of what we're looking at. And hats off to Colton Wong. I mean, we got to give it up to the guy. He battled some injuries last year. He played the third most games in his career last year at 134. Again, remarkable for a guy who's 10 years into the major leagues. He's been to the postseason a number of times. He hit 15 home runs last year, the most in his career. You knew this was inevitable. You knew that this, again, I said at the tease at the beginning for the show, it just has a feel that this is a rebuild for our Milwaukee Brewers. Now, Tyler Black, who is your number six prospect in the farm, is your only second baseman in your top 30, but he's still in high A ball. So what does Abraham Toro do for you if you're a Brewers fan? Well, he's basically what is going to be your Colton Wong this year. Now, there is no comparison offensively to these two. I think Colton Wong is a much better offensive player than Abraham Toro, but that's not to take away who Abraham Toro is. You know, last year he had some good moments. 2021, he had his best year. I'm looking at his numbers right now in 2021, batting 26 RBIs, 5 home runs. That was his best year. 2021 he was with Toronto last year. So he split time. I think he's just kind of a guy where you're going to have 4 years of control. You have the ability to play him at second base. You have the ability to play him at third base. Rumors are, again, take it for what it's worth. According to Bob Nightingale of USAA Today, the Brewers do plan on keeping Willy Adames. They also plan on keeping Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff. Now, you can say that, but you're going to have to get to the bank if you're Mark Anasio and splurge with your guys a little bit. Adames, Burnes, and Woodruff will not come cheap. But again, this first part of this show, I did want to make it about Colton Wong because I think it is extremely important that we understand the impact Colton Wong had on this team. And if you're a Brewers fan and you're sitting there and you're like, well, I don't get this trade, it doesn't make any sense. Both these guys aren't good. Their offense up and down. Look, Winker's not going to be part of the rebuild here. He's not going to be here long term. I'd be shocked if next year they extended or re-signed Jesse Winker. Abraham Toro is a completely different story. You got 4 more years of control with him. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be a kind of your utility guy. You see him probably what you see in Urias. And again, I'm all fine with that. I'm completely fine. People are calling it a salary dump. It's not even so much a salary dump because you tendered Colton Wong for $10 million and Jesse Winker is coming in at 8.5. So you save $1.5 million. Sure, I suppose you could look at it as that being a little bit of a saving the salary. But nonetheless, Colton Wong is no longer a Milwaukee Brewer. He goes off to Seattle. And I Shout out to the Locked On White Sox podcast. I was on there the other day with them, and I told them I'd be shocked if I saw Colton Juan in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform in 2023. And I'm usually never right, but I'm right this time. And I'm not surprised to hear that Colton Juan is no longer a Brewer. Again, he goes off to Seattle. Infielder Abraham Toro comes to Milwaukee. Outfielder Jesse Winker comes to Milwaukee. He's a left fielder. Now, where he's going to play, who knows? The Brewers, again, are loaded in the outfield, and that's including some with their farm system. But again, hats off to Colton Juan. He's a frequent listener of the show, from what I've been told. He is going to be missed in the locker room, out of the locker room, in the community, out of the community, everywhere he's been. He has just made a complete positive impact. So we wish our best here for Colton Juan. Again, it's going to be interesting to see where this Brewers team is going. And with that being said, the winter meetings have finally arrived. And it starts this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Most of them will arrive Saturday. Meetings kick off on Sunday. And typically, this is a great way for owners and the front office personnel to kind of sit down and really get some traction in the trade market, where they can kind of meet face to face. Will we see the oven start to warm up? And not only just for Brewers fans, obviously trading Hunter Renfro and Colton Juan is a hot stove. Will it get even hotter? Are the Brewers in a rebuild? More on that in just a minute. BetOnline is your number one source for betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds, trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find all of those at BetOnline as well. They are always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. The winter meetings are slated to kick off on Sunday and wrap up tentatively on Wednesday. Usually it's a good time if you're a team looking to trade off or acquire certain players. More traction usually gets started on these meetings. So we'll take a look at that, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers have new giveaways. We're going to announce a couple of those to see which ones you are going to be included in. So we'll dive into a lot of that. And again, this is going to be a good weekend, I think, throughout all of baseball. You're going to have guys, that owners, GMs, that necessarily don't get to meet face-to-face and have this interaction. You're going to see them have some fun over the weekend. And by fun, I mean getting together, getting caught up with each other, seeing where each team is. And again, usually, and this is kind of a rare trade, I think, in my opinion, and again, maybe some of them might already be down there, I don't know what their schedule's like. I don't know who's down there, who's not down there. But it's a little bit rare that a trade like this happens so, like, right before the winter meetings. Usually it's something that kind of takes maybe the weekend to materialize. And again, they are not finalized with the trade, but it is something that, again, according to Ken Rosenthal, is nearing the finish line. So I would anticipate that that is something that's going to get worked out relatively quickly. And again, we just broke down the trade and what it meant. Good luck to Colton Juan out there. Again, these winter meetings are fun. It's kind of I don't like to call it the unofficial start to the baseball season, but it just has a little bit of that feeling where you are, okay, pitchers and catchers aren't reporting. You don't have guys, you know, in the organization currently. Everybody's usually still out and doing what it is, what they do. But it just does have a little bit of a feel of, this is baseball and it's getting started here, and it's fun. If you're like me and you're living in a cold state, I live up here in Milwaukee. It's nice to discuss baseball and have baseball topics to discuss when we're just hitting our stride here in winter. I shouldn't even say we're hitting our stride here, but it's just one of those things where it feels like it's a good time if you're a baseball fan to have some fun, have some stuff to talk about. If you're a podcast, you know, you're on a podcast, radio, TV, it's good for us because we have something to talk about. And usually during these times, it can kind of get a little bit of, you know, have a little bit of a sludge in between the free agency, the new league year first kicking off to where we are now. But that hasn't been the case. And if you're a Brewers fan, it's been pretty consistent here with Hunter Renfro going to Los Angeles. And again, like we talked about before, Colton Juan going out to Seattle. So again, I would anticipate some more rumors, not only within the Brewers. Again, you would assume if what we're being told is true, that Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and Willie Adames are going to be at the forefront of the Brewers as far as people they are going to retain. Are they going to keep them? Again, that is yet to be determined. If you're a Brewers fan, you know, I know what it's like to have a star player. I was still and still am, and I guess the jury is kind of out on it, was shocked that when Christian Yelich decided to stay in Milwaukee, and again, he really hasn't played out for that contract, but nonetheless, I was still somewhat shocked to read that Christian Yelich has decided to stay in Milwaukee. But will the Brewers retain Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Willie Adames? That is yet to be determined. What we do know, again, like I said before, the winter meetings are here. But the other thing that's here is the 2023 giveaway lineup. And again, I think the Brewers, out of all the sports teams in the state, all the ones that I root for, if you're watching on YouTube, you can kind of see behind me, I am a Wisconsin sports fan. I'll get into a little bit of who I am here towards the end of this segment. But the fan giveaway, I think the Brewers really do a good job with these. And they, again, usually every Sunday home game, there's a bobblehead. The one that really sticks out, and if you're subscribed to thebrewers.com and you get their emails, the first one is a Giannis Antetokounmpo Brewers City Connect basketball jersey. So that's interesting. Again, Giannis, part owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. It's cool to see him incorporated in so many of these giveaways. That's going to be Saturday, April 8th. I haven't looked at the schedule to exactly tell you what, if it's the home opener or the home season opener at American Family Field for the Brewers, or if how it works out. I should probably know that, but I don't know it off the top of my head if I'm keeping it real with you. A Yelich tumbler a couple weeks after the Giannis jersey. You got some Brewers patriotic jersey there towards Memorial Day. Brewers long-sleeved hooded shirt. That's interesting. April 29th. And then a City Connect flag Saturday, June 10th. And again, bobbleheads. I think the Brewers do a really cool job of marketing their players. Not only are they marketing their own players, they're marketing one of their owners and one of our favorite players to root for in the city of Milwaukee, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Some branded fleeces down in September. I like it. I really do. I think it's cool. They got the bucket hat. The Bucks just did a bucket hat giveaway. The Brewers are doing a bucket hat giveaway on June 18th. Hats off to the Brewers. I think it's really cool what they do. But before we change topics here, I started the show and I just went in with Colton Juan, and why wouldn't you? It's a big piece. It's a big trade. It's a big offseason move for our Milwaukee Brewers, but I never really added a personal touch to the show and who I was again. And thank you to Vinny Rotino for, you know, bringing me onto this. He kind of recommended me to the guys over at Locked On, Jeff Carr over there on Locked On. And I am a big Brewers fan. I am a diehard Brewers fan. I am a diehard Buck fan. I am a diehard Packers fan. These are my teams. I live here. I was born here. I'm excited to be bringing you content each and every day. Making me your first listen truly will mean a lot. I'm excited to talk about our teams. And look, the reaction you get from me, the happy, the sad, the angry, the frustrated, that is all real, because guess what? I am a fan. First and foremost, Milwaukee, the Brewers were my first true love. So I'm excited to get in with you guys throughout the season and look forward to the interactions with you guys. Again, you can let me know over on Twitter. You can let me know on my Twitter, on the show's Twitter. You could even drop comments on YouTube how you want to see the show improve. I am all about that. I am all ears. And like we mentioned before, a lot has happened over the past 2 months for the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's try to make some sense of that. New GM Matt Arnold takes his seat on the big chair. More on that in a minute. David Stearns is no longer the general manager. He is back to being an advisor. Is it a big deal? Is there a move somewhere else? He apparently says no to Houston, but Matt Arnold is currently your GM for the Milwaukee Brewers. And right out the gate, I got a big question for Matt. If I could talk to him right now, what is his vision? Do you know what his vision is? Because I am not sure. I have a feeling. I have an idea. I think you are still questions where you are at with Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff. What are you going to do with Christian Yelich? That contract is probably not tradable. But again, what is the vision for this Milwaukee Brewers team? Now, this is a team, I've said it before, they are in the golden age of Brewers baseball. We are in the golden age of Brewers baseball. There hasn't been a better year, a better stretch of 5 years to be a Milwaukee Brewers fan. Four out of 5 years in the playoffs. You're a game away from the World Series in 2018. You've acquired big names, Yasmani Grandal, Mike Moustakas. We just mentioned one at the top of the show, Colton Juan. You've been involved in the trade market. You gave away Josh Hader last year. You trade away Hunter Renfroe. Again, you trade away Colton Juan. Where are we going with this team? Now, again, they're pretty loaded down in the farm system. You saw a little bit of that last year with Garrett Mitchell. They make a trade for Josh Hader. You hear about Estuary Ruiz down in the minors. You know, what's he going to be? Again, I just want to know what the vision is for this organization. And his first big move for Matt Arnold was trading his best hitter last year in Hunter Renfroe, who hit 29 home runs and batted in 72 RBIs. He played a big role on defense. His return was, let's sum it up and call it what it is, meh. It was meh. You know, I know he was looking at $11 million in arbitration. And again, Hunter Renfroe made some comments following that trade saying, you know, and I'm paraphrasing him, that he's not surprised Milwaukee isn't a team that's going to pay. How does that make you feel as a Brewers fan? I know for me, it's frustrating because not only do I pour a lot of time, which you can see we're doing this podcast now, money, you can probably take a look behind me. And if you ever on listening to the audio form of this podcast, you jump on YouTube and search in Lockdown Brewers, you can see behind me, I put a lot of money into the Brewers. I go to the games. I'm invested. I'm a fan. I go there. I buy the $10 beer. I buy the $20 nachos. I'm invested. I'm an emotional fan. But I want to know where we're going as a team, because if you tell me, and all accounts, they have said it, Mark A., Matt Arnold, David Stearns, Pryor, the vision is to win now. And the Milwaukee Brewers, on a so-so year last year, I know they finished 10 games over 500, still poured in over 3 million fans through the gates in the third, I believe it's the third or fourth smallest market in all of baseball. So again, I think it's something that as fans deserve from the owner, Mark Attanasio, and also from the new GM, Matt Arnold. Let's say new GM, Matt Arnold's been in the organization for quite a while. So he's 100% familiar on how this works, how it's been working, and exactly what is to be expected going forward. But as a Brewers fan, as a guy that sits there almost every night, like, don't even think twice about it. You get on Bally Sports Wisconsin, wherever you may watch a show. For me, it's Bally, local, of course. And that's what my nights are. That's what my days are. It's what I do. And I want to know where the vision is going for GM Matt Arnold. You can't really necessarily convince me that you're playing to win now when you trade away your best hitter in Hunter Renfroe, trade away your second best hitter, maybe your best defender in Colton Juan, and your returns. I say the Colton Juan returns better on the surface. I haven't dove a ton into it. Again, I kind of mentioned a little bit of the comparables. Winker and Renfroe are extremely comparable. It's kind of a push. I think this trade might be a win-win for both. Of course, I'm talking about Seattle and the Milwaukee Brewers. Hunter Renfroe looked like a complete salary dump, to be quite honest with you. Jason Junk is the best prospect to come out of there. He came out of the Angels organization number 16. He lands in the Brewers organization at number 14. So again, it looks kind of like a push, you know, for a trade. It kind of is what it is. But the Renfroe one is the one that's, to me, that's questionable. And I know the jury is out, but I want to see what this team does next. And that's what my biggest thing. I wanted to end this podcast on discussing exactly what is next for this Milwaukee Brewers team. Because we as fans, we deserve it. For the past 30, 40 years, this has been one of the best places to watch a baseball game, to come to Milwaukee. Now, I know part of that was in the late 80s and 90s, things weren't so good. Early 2000s, it got a little bit better. And then the mid 2000s, it really took off. Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart, JJ Hardy had a little bit of a lull, but over the course, I mean, it's been a pretty good place to have a baseball team, to run an organization here in Milwaukee, for Mark Atanasio to purchase this team. And the Brewers fans have rewarded him. They've poured into the money. They've poured in going into sit in those seats. They've, even on those years where it's been kind of an up and down year, you're still selling out Friday, Saturday night games, Sunday afternoon games. So we as fans, we deserve to know exactly what the vision is of this team. You do not want to go up in front of a podium, in front of a microphone and say, our vision is to win. And 2 weeks later, you trade away your first and second best player. That doesn't necessarily send the message that you're portraying. And that is my issue right now with this organization, with this front office. If you are going to tell fans, we are going to win. I believe Mark A. a couple weeks ago said he was ready to spend. On what? Because you just gave up your best hitter and your second best hitter. So what is the return now? Are you banking on Jesse Winker having a better year? It's possible he could. He had a down year last year. 2021, he was an all-star. Maybe he turns it around at Miller at American Family Field. That's going to happen all year, by the way, too. I shouldn't say mess up. Everybody naturally calls it Miller Park, but I will confuse the two. So just bear with me. We'll get through it together. But again, that's going to be the biggest thing for me as a Brewers fan. What is the direction of this team? And again, if it is a rebuild, then bring it on. Bring it on. I am all for it. Bring all that young talent up to Milwaukee. Let them all play. Bring Terrain up there. You can bring Jackson Chourio, and that's fine with me. Garrett Mitchell's already been here. Bring these guys up. I'm completely fine with it. It's not going to bother me again. Don't tell me we're winning, and then you're trading away guys, and your returns are meh. Again, Colton Wan was a better return, I guess, than what you got for Hunter Renfro, but I thought you could have got a little bit more for Hunter Renfro, but that's probably why Matt Arnold's in the front office, and that's probably why I'm in my basement talking to all you lovely people. But again, we'll see, and we're going to talk about it. It's going to be a big topic for me probably every week. Where are we going? What are we doing? Where is this organization heading? And we'll dive into all the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ugly stuff, and the happy stuff. But again, thank you for making this podcast part of your daily routine. You can find the Locked On Brewers podcast anywhere and everywhere you get podcasts. Again, Apple, Google, Spotify. There's like 100 different apps. Just go on your app store, search podcast, download it, search for the Locked On Brewers podcast. Again, we are on Twitter and Facebook. Go to that search bar, search Locked On Brewers. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen of your day. For your next listen, I highly recommend you guys check out Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big name recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and again, wherever you get podcasts. Coming up on the next episode, I will continue to take a look at the offseason scenarios for our Milwaukee Brewers. Is Abraham Toro the answer at second base going forward? What are the Brewers going to do with Jesse Winker? And again, we'll recap some of the winter meetings as they begin Sunday. Thank you for listening today. And of course, I am your host, Brandon Snide. You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. And I want to wish you a very happy weekend. And of course, as always, go Brewers.